Alto saxophonist Jackie McLean has died. McLean was part of the generation of jazz musicians who came of age in the shadow of Charlie Parker. He mastered Parker's bebop style and went on to become an early advocate of the free jazz movement of the 1960s. McLean's performing and recording career spanned more than five decades. As NPR's Felix Contreras reports, Jackie McLean was also a respected teacher.
His friends and fans called him Jackie Mac. He grew up in Sugar Hill, a Harlem neighborhood that was flush with future jazz musicians. Sonny Rollins, Walter Bishop Jr., and Art Taylor Jr. were among his neighborhood friends and bandmates. McLean got his first alto saxophone at age 15, and like just about everyone playing jazz at that time, fell under the spell of Charlie Parker. Shortly afterwards, McLean met another bebop giant who just happened to live in his neighborhood. Pianist Bud Powell became a mentor to the young saxophonist. McLean told WHYY's Fresh Air that Powell's brother offered to introduce them, although McLean didn't exactly believe him.
He came back that Sunday and took me around to his house where I met Bud. And it frightened me to death when Bud came into that room and sat down at the piano and started playing. I almost passed out. I mean, I was sitting in the room with this great master that I didn't believe was his brother.
Powell called the young McLean on stage one night in 1951 at the famous Birdland nightclub, and the young saxophonist was on his way. Later that same year, he joined Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins in the recording studio. Jackie McLean went on to play with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers and Charles Mingus's Jazz Workshop. In 1962, McLean recorded one of the signature albums of his career. Let Freedom Ring has been called a stylistic bridge between bebop and free jazz. He said the title was meant to reflect the musical and social movements of that time.
Because I was performing in Washington when Martin Luther King did his speech there at the Lincoln Memorial. And I was leaving town that day to go back to New York after a week in Washington. And I recorded that album a few days later, and I was still very moved by what Martin Luther King had to say that day. And what I thought it would bring to America.
After more than 20 albums under his own name, Jackie McLean turned his energies to education. In 1968, he joined the faculty at the Hart School of Music at the University of Hartford. 4 years later, he was named its music director. While there, McLean and his wife Dolly founded their own organization to teach music, art, and dance to inner-city children in Hartford. The Artist Collective also hosted performances by some of McLean's friends. One of them was saxophonist Jimmy Heath.
We played in the Artist Collective up in Hartford. It's a gorgeous building that he put right in the ghetto, in the neighborhood, that helped so many people. And, you know, he'll be remembered as a professor. His students, these are all Jackie's children.
One of those musical children was McLean's son, Renee, who joined his father on stage and on record in the 1980s and 90s. In 2000, the Hart School of Music was renamed the Jackie McLean Institute of Jazz. In 2001, he was recognized as a jazz master by the National Endowment for the Arts. That same year, he was inducted into Downbeat Magazine's Jazz Education Hall of Fame. Jackie McLean died Friday at his home in Hartford, Connecticut, after a long illness. He was 74 years old. Felix Contreras, NPR News. Thank you.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm John Idstein.